what is your name, sir?
Good morning. Did you ask my name?
Yes, sir, your name. Yes, sir.
Okay, Stephen
Matthew Mbali. Okay, this is Mr. Mbali. Let's see who's going to... The Honorable Ms. Rittenhouse is going to conduct your hearing, sir. So just hold on to the phone.
Okay, Mr. Mbali.
Yes.
Could you please restate your full name and your ABC number for the record?
Yeah, it's Stephen, S-T-E-P-H-E-N, Matthew, Mbali, 229-557.
Thank you, sir. You're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing concerning the one allegation that's on your warrant. You were notified about this hearing on January 2nd. You signed a form that day. Do you remember that?
I do.
Okay. On that form is a list of your hearing rights, and one of your rights is that you could hire at your expense an attorney to represent you. Did you hire an attorney today, sir, or will you represent yourself in this hearing?
No, ma'am. I'll represent myself, please.
Okay. Thank you. I'd like to introduce you to the board members. If you look on to your right on screen, so my left, down that way, at the very end is the Honorable Luis Quiñones. Next to him is the Honorable David Neal. Right next to me here in the middle is our board chairman, the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright. Over here on my other side is the Honorable Michael Johnson. And my name is Gail Rittenhouse. I'll conduct your hearing today. We also have in the room with us, representing the Department of Corrections and your parole officer, the Honorable Mr. Turner. And there you can see Mr. Turner on the screen now. So I need to swear to both of you in. So Mr. Turner and Mr. Mbody, do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm? Mr. Mbody?
I do.
And Mr. Turner?
I do.
Thank you. So Mr. Mbody, your hearing will be conducted in two phases, with phase one to determine if you violated the conditions of community supervision, and then phase two, to determine if your supervision should be reinstated or revoked. So for phase one, Mr. Mbody, I'm going to read this allegation to you, and I'll need you to respond whether it's true or false. Okay, sir? So we'll start phase one, and the allegation is that you were in violation of condition number 7, as demonstrated by your use of alcohol on December 7th, 2018, as verified by the breathalyzer test administered on December 7th, 2018. Mr. Mbody, is that true or false?
That's true.
That's true? Okay, so thank you. Based on Mr. Mbody's admission, then I move to find him delinquent, as he violated the terms and conditions of his supervision and may have lapsed or had lapsed into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Okay, motion by myself, seconded Mr. Johnson, agreed Dr. Wright, Mr. Neal, Mr. Quiñones. Okay, Mr. Mbody, we'll move right to phase two of your hearing then and determine if your supervision should be reinstated or revoked. But before we get too far, I'm going to ask Mr. Turner to give us some background information about your case. So just hold the line. We'll be right back with you in just a minute.
Okay.
Thank you. Mr. Turner.
Yes, ma'am. Mbody was released from ADC custody on 12-3-2018. And arrested on 12-7-2018 by ABC on a tech violation. No new charges are noted. He was returned back to ABC custody on 12-7-2018 with a CSED of 4-4-2019, zero abscond days. Current convictions, 2016, commitment B, count 1, dangerous drug violation, 2 years, 6 months. 2016, commitment C, count 1, add, name change, sex offender, 2 years, 6 months. Prior convictions, 2007, commitment A, count 2, child prostitution, 3 years, 6 months. 2007, commitment A, count 3, child prostitution, 3 years, 6 months. 2007, commitment A, count 9, pandering, 1 year, 6 months. This is his second term in ADC with a CUIR score of 3-2. Mental health score of 3, substance abuse score of 2. He has no STG information noted. Prior terms of supervision, 2010, TIS release, arrested, revoked by BOEC. Disciplinary is minimal with promoting contraband, intoxicants, and drugs noted. Other arrests, 1985, theft, Washington, juvenile probation. 2013, add name change, sex offender, Arizona County Jail. He has a GV score of G3, V4. He is a level 3 sex offender that is registrable and notifiable. His victim was 16-year-old female.
Thank you, Mr. Turner. Okay, back to you, Mr. Embody. We have a written summary of what occurred while you were on release status, and it looks like you've been living at the, you were living at the Pima Reentry Center, is that right, sir?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, just for, it looks like 4 days, and so you were just out very short time, so I'm going to go out on a limb and guess that you did not have a job. Did you have a job at all?
No, ma'am.
No job, okay. All right, and it looks like you were going to, or you were referred anyway, to correctional health care for sex offender treatment. Had you started any of that yet or not?
No, no, ma'am.
Okay, because you were out such a short time.
Right.
So you...
I'm embarrassed about that.
Okay, well, that's... So you, sir, it looks like you had, you went out and you must have been drinking because you... You tested high on the breathalyzer. What happened that day?
It was the day after my birthday. I had some family support that came in, and I make absolutely no excuses for it. I wanted to have a beer or two, but unfortunately, I had a lot more than that, and I'm embarrassed, and I don't know what other to say that I need treatment.
Okay. Have you taken any drug or alcohol treatment before?
When I was younger, yes, I did. I was taken to a couple different places. I'm SMI, so I don't know the names. I can't remember that part back, but I battled with it my whole life. I did talk to my release planner at where I'm at now, and my release planner, I told them to, if they could, I didn't tell them, I asked them if they could put me in a 6-month treatment program. So whether you guys let me out now or on April 4th, which is 60, like 3 days away, I want to go immediately into 6-month treatment period. So either way,
okay.
You guys decide I'm still going to do that.
That does sound like a good idea for you.
I have to.
Okay, so you do intend to address it. So, sir, I see your current conviction is for dangerous drugs. What drug? Was there a drug involved, too, in this?
There was two drugs involved. There was a dime or 10% of whatever, a gram of heroin, and a dime or 10% of a gram of methamphetamine.
Okay.
That I have on me.
So heroin and meth. Had you been using those for a long time, or was it just a new thing?
Almost 6 years homeless. I stayed out from my conviction. The first time of 3.5 years I stayed out. I think it's maybe 6 years or something. It seems close to that, or 5. But I was emaciated when I came in to Pima County. I was 148 pounds, and I had a very bad drug habit, and alcohol, both.
Well, it sounds like you've decided you want to get away from that, at least, if you want to go to 6 months treatment.
Yeah, I do. I want to go to 6 month inpatient treatment. Also, when I came back to prison on this violation, I enrolled in a class that's called The Truth About Drugs, and that was every Monday, and I also went to two AANA meetings in prison as well.
Okay, that's good. AA and NA are a good thing. That can kind of be something that helps you for the rest of your life, because those are good people to hang around with if you want to get off of drugs and alcohol. So
yeah, that and also to get back to the community, to go to church and try and help people too. You can't be selfish, and I understand that you guys, whether you let me out and I go into treatment, or I just get out on my own recognizance on April 4th, either way, I'm going into treatment, period. I just have to.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. How long have you been clean?
For I was clean 2 years in prison, but it was my birthday and I thought that, oh, I should just have 1 year. And I was so stupid to take that, you know. I went back to penal reentry. I didn't break any other laws, and I tried to just go to bed, but I was inebriated, so, and they were right, you know, to have me come back. I'm so embarrassed. I really let my family down. I let myself down, and I can't make any excuses for that. Once again, I thought that I could control something that I have no control over at all.
Okay, so, and how about the drugs? When's the last time you used drugs?
I haven't used drugs for 2 years, my whole entire incarceration, and then I had alcohol on the third day that I was released,
right.
But I didn't do any drugs in prison.
Well, that's a good thing. So you've got 2 years of sobriety from that, and that's a good thing.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, Mr. Ambody, I'm going to see if my fellow board members have any questions. And I don't see any questions, so we're coming up to the end of your hearing. Is there anything else you've thought of you'd like the board to consider without repeating something you've told us?
If you guys decided that I could go out and my case planner puts me under 6 months of treatment, my biggest fear is the easiest thing that I could have done was when my CO3 came by and showed me that packet, was to just sign that I didn't want to see you guys and then I'd get released in 63 days. That really terrifies me because I don't want to go out there I want to go out there on an ankle monitor and I want to just start trying to repair. That's hard for me to put into words. The easiest thing for me to do was not to come in front of you guys and just stay there and get released. Unfortunately, if I think if I do that, I'm going to fall into relapse, then I don't know. That's all I can say.
Okay, Mr. Ambody. Well, we do appreciate that you came here today, and it did take some courage. You're right. It would have been easy to just sign and wave and not come here. But you took the courage, and you came, and we appreciate that. So, Mr. Ambody, the board is going to go into discussion. We do our discussion in public under the Arizona Open Meeting Law. So just stay on the phone there, and we'll be right back with you in just a moment. Okay, sir? Thank you. The board's now in discussion. Mr. Ambody used alcohol while he was on release, and that's the reason he's back here. His sobriety is pretty fragile at this point, but he is abstaining from drugs, which is a good thing. He has a prior term of supervision that was not ended successfully, nor was this one. I'm thinking his best bet, even though he wants to be released with an ankle monitor, I'm personally thinking his best bet is to finish his sentence. And as he states, then he wants to immediately go out and go into a six-month inpatient program. I think that's the best thing for him, but I would listen to any input from fellow board members. And seeing no input, I'm going to make a motion, and based on information and warrant 2018W3562, our conversation with Mr. Ambody, information from Mr. Turner, I move to revoke community supervision as Mr. Ambody was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of supervision, and had Baxter was about to lapse into criminal ways or company specifically by using alcohol while he was on community supervision, which is a violation of his conditions.
Second.
Agree.
Okay, motion by myself, seconded Mr. Johnson, agreed, Dr. White, Mr. Neal, Mr. Quinones. Okay, back to you, Mr. Ambody. We really do appreciate you coming before the board today and really like your plan of going out after the 4th of April. You won't have to worry about a parole officer, but we hope that you will find a nice 6-month inpatient treatment for yourself. We certainly wish you the best of luck with staying off the drugs. You know from personal experience, the drugs are just the worst thing. They're bad for your health. I mean, if you were that thin when you came back, if you weighed 148 pounds at 6'2", you know what that does to your health, sir. So we certainly wish you the best and hope that we never see you back here in Orange. Okay, sir?
Yeah, thank you. And I already talked to my caseworker. and she's going to have a SMI, anyways, the day that I walk out of prison is, yep. They're going to set it up for me to go into 6 months.
That is going to be excellent. That is excellent. Okay, well, Mr. Embody, we wish you the best, and your hearing is over. If you just lay the phone down and let the CO3 know that you're finished with the hearing.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Embody.
All right. Bye.